This is the presidential series from TP Newsroom, a four-part look at how modern presidents shaped policy, power, and the country we're living in today. Each entry stands alone, but together, they show the long arc of decisions that built the America we inherited. Part 4, Barack H. Obama. Barack Obama entered the national stage at a moment when the country was tired of confrontation and uncertainty. 8 years of foreign conflict, economic strain, and political division had left people looking for something that felt steady and forward-facing. His rise was not a surprise. It was the result of a country that wanted a pause from fear-based leadership and a return to a sense of calm direction. People were searching for a leader who could speak to possibility without denying the difficulty of the moment. Obama filled that space with a voice that carried both assurance and restraint. The campaign message was not built on dramatic promises. It was built on the idea that the nation could reset its posture. People heard words like unity and renewal and believed they were stepping into a different political era. His speeches reflected a thoughtful approach rather than a combative one. He did not present himself as a disruptor. He presented himself as a stabilizer. And for a country carrying the weight of a financial collapse, that tone mattered. Americans were watching banks fail, companies downsize, and retirement accounts shrink. They were living through the most significant economic crisis since the Great Depression. Confidence was fragile. Jobs were disappearing. Families were losing homes. People wanted a leader who could offer a framework for recovery. Obama's presence gave people that sense of direction even before a single policy was written. He represented a moment when the country believed it could correct its course without tearing itself apart. His election also carried symbolic weight that went far beyond policy. The first Black president of the United States represented a shift in the national narrative. For many Americans, it felt like proof that the country was capable of broadening its identity. For others, it raised questions about what would come next. The symbolism was significant, but it was not the whole story. Symbolism can inspire people, but it does not govern a country. Obama was stepping into a presidency shaped by problems inherited from decades of policy decisions, institutional structures, and political battles that did not disappear simply because people wanted a new beginning. The expectations placed on him were often larger than the office itself. People projected hopes that stretched far beyond economic recovery. They expected cultural change. They expected moral reset. They expected a new tone from Washington. Some believed he would repair division. Others believed he would set new standards for fairness and accountability. The weight of those expectations created a gap between what a president can promise and what a presidency can actually deliver. The early days of his administration were defined by urgency. The financial system had to stabilize. Major industries were on the verge of collapse. People needed reassurance that the country would not fall deeper into crisis. Obama's approach was measured. He listened. He gathered specialists. He communicated in a steady rhythm rather than emotional swings. This approach strengthened confidence for some and frustrated others who wanted immediate change. His presidency did not open with grand gestures. It opened with the slow, deliberate work of trying to rebuild systems that were already cracking. This cautious balance shaped the rest of his time in office. He believed that progress required consensus. He tried to operate within the existing political structure, even when that structure resisted cooperation. He was not a president who drove policy with force. He was a president who tried to move the country through paced negotiation. In a political environment that was rapidly becoming more polarized, this often created tension between intention and outcome. Public perception became one of the central challenges of his presidency. Supporters viewed him as thoughtful and principled. Critics saw caution as weakness. People expected transformation, but transformation requires both political will and structural flexibility. The system he inherited was rigid and deeply divided. This made his measured approach feel slower than the moment demanded. At the same time, his ability to remain calm under pressure created a sense of stability during a period when the country needed steady leadership. The presidency also revealed the limits of symbolism. Being a historic figure did not erase the realities of governing. His presence brought inspiration, but inspiration does not override congressional gridlock, global conflicts, or economic strain. The symbolic narrative that propelled him into office collided with the practical demands of the world he had to manage. This tension defined much of the public debate around his leadership. Some people focused on what he represented, others focused on what he delivered. And between those two viewpoints grew a national conversation about identity, power, and progress. The story of Obama's presidency cannot be told as a single arc. It is a series of overlapping realities. It is the reality of a nation recovering from financial collapse. It is the reality of a global landscape shifting under new pressures. It is the reality of a political system that had begun to favor obstruction over compromise. It is the reality of a symbolic figure stepping into a role that required practical choices rather than cultural gestures. His presidency began with promise, but not the unrealistic kind. It began with a belief that the country could find a different rhythm, that leadership could be calm without being passive, that policy could be grounded without being aggressive, that the nation could move forward through steady hands rather than raised voices. These ideas created the atmosphere that defined the first years of his time in office. This opening narrative is not about praise or critique. It is about clarity. Obama entered the presidency at a moment when people wanted both repair and reassurance. His leadership style reflected that desire. His tone set the foundation for how he approached the problems ahead. And while the expectations placed on him were often larger than any administration could satisfy, his presence began the process of reshaping how the country understood leadership in the 21st century. Barack Obama entered office during one of the most severe economic collapses in modern history. The financial system had deteriorated to a point where major institutions were failing. At the same time, ordinary Americans were losing jobs, homes, and long-term security. The first responsibility of his administration was to stop the decline before it widened into a deeper national crisis. This required decisions that were neither popular nor politically clean. It required responses that were immediate and protective rather than visionary or transformative. The Recovery Act became the foundation of his early domestic agenda. It was a large-scale stimulus package designed to stabilize employment, support state budgets, and prevent a complete breakdown of basic public services. The goal was not rapid growth. The goal was to create a floor strong enough to hold the country in place while private markets regained function. Infrastructure investments, renewable energy projects, tax credits, education funding, and unemployment support were all included. Some argued the plan was too cautious. Others believed it was too expensive. The measurable result was that the country avoided a deeper economic collapse that could have reshaped an entire generation of workers. During the same period, the auto industry faced the possibility of collapse as well. General Motors and Chrysler were sliding toward liquidation. The impact of their failure would have reached far beyond the companies themselves. Supply chains, parts manufacturers, local economies, and hundreds of thousands of workers depended on the industry's survival. Obama approved a structured bailout that allowed the companies to reorganize under federal oversight. It was a controversial decision. It involved the government directly in private industry, but the long-term effect was a stabilized sector that returned to profitability and preserved significant employment. Healthcare became the signature domestic battle of his presidency. The Affordable Care Act attempted to restructure the system so that more people could access insurance without facing exclusion for pre-existing conditions or unaffordable premiums. The law expanded Medicaid, created insurance marketplaces, and introduced protections for consumers. Implementation was complicated. Political opposition was intense. Public opinion was divided, but the law established a baseline of national healthcare standards that shifted the conversation from whether coverage should exist to how it should be improved. It did not resolve the entire system. It moved the system away from practices that left many people without coverage or protection. Financial regulation was another central area of focus. The financial crisis made it clear that oversight mechanisms had fallen behind the innovation and complexity of modern markets. The Dodd-Frank Act introduced new layers of regulation designed to prevent the type of unchecked risk that caused the collapse. It increased transparency, required stronger capital standards, and created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to monitor financial products aimed at the public. The law did not eliminate risk. It established a framework that reduced the likelihood of another systemic failure. Education policy under Obama reflected an attempt to balance federal guidance with local control. The administration supported standards designed to measure academic performance and identify schools in need of intervention. The approach relied heavily on testing and accountability structures that were both praised and criticized. Supporters argued that the system exposed long-standing inequities. Critics argued that it placed too much pressure on testing as a metric for growth. The intention was to modernize the educational landscape. The results were uneven, and the debate around the appropriate level of federal involvement continued. Labor and employment policy evolved in response to shifts in the economy. Wage growth had been stagnant for decades. Job security had weakened in many industries. The administration pushed for expanded worker protections, support for collective bargaining rights, and updated overtime rules. Some changes took hold. Others faced legal and legislative resistance. The broader challenge was structural. The labor market was moving toward automation, contract work, and global competition. Policy alone could not reverse trends that had been developing for decades. The housing market required attention as well. Millions of families were facing foreclosure. The administration launched programs intended to modify loans, reduce interest rates, and stabilize housing prices. These programs helped some homeowners remain in their homes, but not all. The scale of the crisis outpaced the tools available. The administration faced criticism for not acting more aggressively, but the legal and financial constraints surrounding mortgage servicing limited what could be done. Energy and environmental policy marked a shift toward long-term sustainability. Investments in clean energy technologies increased. Fuel efficiency standards were tightened. The administration attempted to move the country toward a more diversified energy portfolio. These efforts produced measurable progress, but faced political resistance that limited broader expansion. Climate policy, in particular, revealed the difficulty of advancing long-term goals in a short-term political environment. Technology and privacy debates also emerged during this period. The growth of digital platforms and data-driven industries raised questions about consumer protection, data ownership, and surveillance. The administration took steps to outline principles for digital privacy and cybersecurity. These early frameworks did not fully capture the scale of the issues that would develop in later years. They marked the beginning of a national conversation about the rights and responsibilities of technology companies and the government. Throughout all of this, the domestic agenda was shaped by a consistent theme. Obama believed that policy should be built through consensus and evidence rather than force and volume. This approach created a steady pace that helped stabilize the country after the crisis. It also created frustration among those who wanted faster change. The administration often operated within the system rather than against it. This made progress slower, but it also made progress more durable. What stands out in his domestic agenda is balance. Stabilization over disruption, correction over confrontation, gradual improvement over sweeping overhaul. This does not mean the outcomes were perfect or complete. It means the approach reflected a belief that progress requires movement within existing structures, even when those structures limit how far change can reach. His domestic policies carried this signature: steady, measured, intentional, focused on long-term recovery rather than short-term political victories. social and cultural policy under Barack Obama unfolded in a landscape that was already shifting. The country was experiencing demographic changes, technological expansion, and a growing public awareness of long-standing inequalities. His administration stepped into these developments with a tone that emphasized dialogue and incremental reform rather than sweeping cultural directives. The goal was not to redefine the nation's identity in a single movement. The goal was to acknowledge the pressures people were feeling and introduce policies that reflected a more inclusive social framework. Civil rights remained a central focus. The administration supported protections for groups that had historically been excluded from full participation in public life. This included expanding anti-discrimination rules, strengthening enforcement of existing laws, and using the authority of federal agencies to address unequal treatment. The emphasis was on building a consistent standard across states and institutions. Progress was steady, though often met with legal and political resistance. The administration's approach relied on gradual changes that aligned policy with evolving public norms. One of the most visible cultural shifts involved LGBTQ rights. The repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy allowed service members to serve openly without fear of discharge. The administration also declined to defend the Defense of Marriage Act in court, signaling a shift in federal posture. These steps did not settle every debate around LGBTQ rights, but they marked significant movement toward national recognition and equal treatment. The Supreme Court's eventual decision on marriage equality reflected a broader cultural transformation that had been gaining momentum for years. Immigration policy presented a complex challenge. Millions of undocumented immigrants were living in the United States under uncertain conditions. The administration attempted to balance enforcement with humanitarian considerations. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program allowed certain young immigrants to remain in the country without fear of immediate removal. It provided temporary stability for individuals who had grown up in the United States and considered it their only home. At the same time, the administration maintained a strong enforcement posture at the border, which led to criticism from multiple perspectives. The tension between security and compassion shaped the public conversation and revealed the difficulty of building consensus on immigration reform. Race and policing became prominent national issues during his presidency. Incidents involving police use of force sparked protests and raised questions about accountability, training, and community relationships. The administration responded by initiating investigations into police departments with patterns of misconduct and supporting efforts to improve practices. Federal consent decrees were used to create oversight structures aimed at long-term reform. These actions acknowledged the depth of the problem, but they did not resolve the broader national debate. The conversation extended beyond policy and into cultural identity, trust, and the lived experience of communities. Education also played a significant role in the social landscape. The administration encouraged standards designed to measure student performance and identify disparities. This included support for initiatives that tracked outcomes and promoted higher expectations across districts. While the approach aimed to reduce gaps between schools, it generated debate about the role of testing and the pressure placed on educators and students. The intention was to create a clearer picture of educational inequality. The impact varied depending on how states implemented the standards. Student loan debt grew during this period as more individuals sought higher education to remain competitive in the job market. The administration expanded income-driven repayment options and increased federal oversight of for-profit colleges that misled students. These efforts attempted to address the financial burden facing students while holding institutions accountable for their outcomes. The challenge was structural. Higher education costs had been rising for decades. Policy adjustments provided relief, but did not solve the underlying system. Health and wellness initiatives reflected a broader cultural shift toward preventive care. The administration supported programs focused on nutrition, physical activity, and reducing chronic disease. These efforts targeted schools, workplaces, and communities. The goal was to encourage healthier habits and reduce long-term medical costs. The initiatives were modest in scope, but contributed to a growing public awareness of health disparities and lifestyle-related illnesses. Technology and communication continued to reshape social behavior. The rise of social media platforms created new avenues for public expression and information sharing. It also produced new risks related to privacy, misinformation, and social division. The administration began outlining principles for digital privacy and cybersecurity. These measures served as early attempts to understand and respond to the influence of technology on daily life. The full impact of these developments would become more visible in later years, but the foundations were set during this period. Religious and cultural tensions also defined parts of the national conversation. The administration emphasized respect for diverse beliefs and sought to maintain a balance between religious freedom and civil rights protections. This approach aimed to reduce conflict rather than escalate it. Some groups felt supported by this posture. Others believed the balance shifted too far in one direction. These disagreements highlighted the challenge of governing a nation with diverse identities and perspectives. The social and cultural landscape of Obama's presidency cannot be separated from the larger political environment. Public discourse was becoming more polarized. Social issues that once moved slowly began accelerating through court decisions, legislative action, and public activism. Obama's approach reflected his broader governing philosophy. He favored steady progress, institutional frameworks, and dialogue over confrontation. This created consistency across his social policy agenda. It also created tension when the pace of cultural change outstripped the pace of political movement. Throughout his presidency, Obama operated with the belief that the country could address deep social issues through measured steps and sustained public engagement. He viewed policy as a tool that could guide cultural development without forcing rapid shifts that the system could not support. This perspective shaped decisions across civil rights, immigration, policing, education, and public health. The results were mixed, as they are in any administration, but they reflected a coherent approach rooted in stability and long-term progress. Social and cultural policy under Obama did not redefine the nation in a single moment. It added structure and clarity to ongoing conversations. It advanced protections for individuals who had long been denied them. It responded to emerging challenges created by technology, demographic change, and economic pressure, and it attempted to build a more consistent standard for how people are treated across institutions and communities. Foreign policy under Barack Obama unfolded in an international environment shaped by conflict, transition, and shifting power structures. He entered office with two major wars underway and a global economy experiencing severe strain. His approach reflected a belief that American influence should be exercised with precision rather than broad military engagement. The goal was to stabilize regions without deepening commitments that had already stretched military resources and public patience. This required decisions that balanced strategic interests with a desire to reduce the footprint of American force. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan defined the early years of his foreign agenda. In Iraq, the administration followed a withdrawal timetable that had been set before he entered office. The goal was to reduce the military presence while supporting local security forces and political institutions. The withdrawal marked a significant shift in American policy, moving the country away from long-term occupation. The outcome was mixed. Violence decreased for a period, but instability persisted. The challenge was systemic. Iraq was rebuilding from a conflict that dismantled its institutions and altered its political landscape. Afghanistan presented a different set of issues. The administration approved a troop surge intended to weaken insurgent forces and create space for political stabilization. The strategy focused on targeted military operations and support for local governance. While the surge produced tactical gains, it did not resolve the long-term complexities of regional politics, corruption, or the influence of external actors. The war continued throughout his presidency, demonstrating the difficulty of achieving decisive outcomes in a conflict defined by history and geography. Counterterrorism became a central pillar of Obama's foreign policy. The administration expanded the use of targeted operations designed to disrupt networks without deploying large ground forces. This included the use of drones, intelligence partnerships, and special operations missions. The most visible example was the raid that resulted in the death of Osama bin Laden. The operation had symbolic and strategic significance. It showed the capacity of precise engagement and reinforced the administration's preference for limited, high-impact actions rather than extended military campaigns. The drone program grew significantly during this period. It allowed the United States to strike targets with reduced risk to American personnel, but it also raised questions about oversight, transparency, and civilian impact. The administration defended the program as a necessary tool in a complex security environment. Critics argued that the lack of public accountability created long-term concerns about international norms and the balance between security and human rights. The tension reflected a broader debate about how the United States should fight asymmetric threats in an era where traditional warfare was becoming less common. Relations with Iran illustrate the administration's focus on diplomacy. Years of strained relations and concerns about nuclear development required a strategy that reduced risk without escalating into conflict. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action imposed limitations on Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. The agreement aimed to create a verifiable structure that would prevent nuclear expansion while opening pathways for broader diplomatic engagement. Supporters viewed it as a practical resolution that avoided military escalation. Critics believed it granted too much flexibility and did not address Iran's regional activities. The agreement demonstrated Obama's preference for negotiation backed by international cooperation. The Middle East as a whole presented significant challenges. The Arab Spring raised hopes for democratic reform, but also produced instability across multiple countries. The administration attempted to support transitions without becoming deeply entangled in internal conflicts. This approach reflected caution, especially after the consequences of earlier interventions in the region. In Libya, the United States supported a NATO-led operation to prevent mass violence. The intervention succeeded in its immediate objective, but left a difficult aftermath as the country struggled with fragmentation and political disorder. Syria represented one of the most difficult foreign policy dilemmas of Obama's presidency. The civil war produced humanitarian catastrophe and regional instability. The administration resisted full-scale military involvement, emphasizing diplomatic efforts and limited support to opposition groups. The decision not to enforce the declared red line on chemical weapons became a point of significant debate. It reflected the administration's reluctance to commit American forces to another prolonged conflict. The result was a policy that attempted to contain the violence without altering the broader trajectory of the war. Relations with Russia shifted during this period as well. Early attempts at resetting the relationship did not withstand growing tensions. Russia's actions in Ukraine, including the annexation of Crimea, signaled a more aggressive stance that required a coordinated response from the international community. The administration supported sanctions and worked with allies to deter further escalation. These actions reinforced the importance of alliances in maintaining stability. The Asia-Pacific region became an increasing focus as global economic and military power began to shift toward China. The administration emphasized a strategic pivot designed to strengthen partnerships, expand trade, and maintain a balance of influence. This included deepening relationships with countries such as Japan, South Korea, and Australia. The approach aimed to position the United States for a long-term role in a region becoming central to global affairs. Trade agreements also played a role in foreign policy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was intended to create a framework that aligned economic rules among participating countries. The goal was to strengthen ties, promote standards, and create an alternative to China's growing influence. Although the agreement was not completed during his presidency, it demonstrated a recognition of the economic shifts shaping the world. Throughout his foreign policy agenda, Obama emphasized multilateral cooperation. He believed that global challenges such as climate change, nuclear proliferation, and terrorism required collective action. The Paris Agreement reflected this belief. It brought countries together to set climate goals and create a foundation for long-term environmental cooperation. The agreement did not solve the issue of climate change, but it established a unified direction that had been missing. Foreign policy under Obama was defined by careful calculation. He inherited conflicts, crises, and international expectations shaped by decades of geopolitical tension. His approach favored restraint, coalition building, and targeted action. This produced steady movement, but also revealed the limits of caution when facing complex regional conflicts. His foreign policy legacy is neither expansionist nor isolationist. It is an attempt to balance American influence with global responsibility while avoiding the deep entanglements that had characterized earlier eras. Barack Obama entered office with a federal government that had expanded its authority in response to terrorism, financial instability, and prolonged international conflict. The tools available to the presidency had grown in scope over the previous decade, and they carried both strength and risk. His administration inherited a system built for rapid decision-making in moments of crisis. The challenge was deciding how to use that system without allowing it to overshadow constitutional limits or long-term democratic norms. One of the most significant areas of executive power involved surveillance and intelligence gathering. The previous administration had expanded authorities in response to national security threats. Obama maintained many of these programs while attempting to place them within clearer legal frameworks. The National Security Agency's data collection programs continued, supported by court oversight and internal review. These practices generated debates about privacy, transparency, and the balance between security and individual rights. The administration argued that updated threats required updated tools. Critics believed the programs needed stronger limits to prevent overreach. Whistleblower cases reflected another aspect of institutional authority. The administration pursued several prosecutions under the Espionage Act for unauthorized disclosure of classified information. Supporters viewed these actions as necessary to protect sensitive national security operations. Critics argued that they signaled a restrictive approach to transparency and press freedom. The tension underscored the difficulty of managing internal accountability within a system that depends on secrecy for operational effectiveness. The use of executive orders also shaped his presidency. Obama often relied on executive action when legislative gridlock prevented forward movement. These orders touched on labor standards, environmental protections, immigration guidance, and federal contracting rules. Executive orders are a recognized part of presidential authority, but they also reveal the constraints of divided government. Many of his actions were attempts to move policy within the boundaries of existing law rather than create new structures through congressional approval. This approach offered temporary solutions that could be reversed by future administrations. The Department of Justice played a central role in defining institutional impact. Under Obama, the DOJ used consent decrees to address patterns of misconduct in police departments. These agreements established oversight mechanisms designed to guide long-term reform. They reflected the administration's belief that accountability should come through structured institutional change rather than isolated disciplinary actions. Consent decrees did not resolve every issue, but they created documented standards for behavior, training, and community engagement. Immigration enforcement highlighted the complexity of executive authority. The administration focused on prioritizing removals of individuals considered security risks or involved in criminal activity while attempting to provide temporary protection for certain undocumented individuals through programs like Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. These actions operated within the limits of executive discretion. They did not create permanent legal status, but they acknowledged the realities of a system that had been stalled for decades. The approach balanced enforcement with pragmatic adjustments while waiting for legislative reform that never arrived. Regulatory agencies shaped another part of the institutional landscape. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau became one of the most visible examples. Created under the Dodd-Frank Act, it was designed to monitor financial products and protect consumers from deceptive practices. Its structure, authority, and independence demonstrated a belief that institutions should be equipped to prevent future crises rather than simply respond to them. The CFPB's actions reflected the administration's effort to strengthen regulatory systems that had proven vulnerable in the years leading up to the financial collapse. Environmental policy also revealed the role of executive power. When legislative efforts to address climate change stalled, the administration used the Environmental Protection Agency to implement rules on emissions and energy standards. These actions operated within existing statutory authority, but became points of legal and political contention. They demonstrated how the structure of the federal government allows agencies to move policy forward when Congress cannot reach agreement. Judicial appointments provided long-term influence beyond the end of the presidency. Obama appointed 2 Supreme Court justices and numerous federal judges. These appointments reflected a commitment to moderation, institutional respect, and broad constitutional interpretation. Judicial selections shaped national policy for decades, affecting decisions on healthcare, civil rights, labor, and administrative authority. While these appointments did not produce immediate policy outcomes, they represented a legacy that would continue to influence the country long after his presidency ended. The federal response to crises also illustrated how executive power functions within institutional boundaries. Natural disasters, public health emergencies, and security threats required coordinated action across agencies. The administration prioritized communication, interagency cooperation, and data-driven strategies. This approach aimed to build trust in the federal response system while ensuring that institutions operated with discipline and clarity. Throughout his presidency, Obama attempted to operate within the constraints of existing structures. He believed that institutional stability was essential and that rapid shifts in authority could create long-term vulnerabilities. This perspective guided his choices. It created a presidency defined by careful movement rather than sweeping institutional reinvention. His use of executive power reflected both opportunity and restraint. It showed how presidents navigate a system where authority is available, but often limited by precedent, law, and political reality. The legacy of Barack Obama is shaped by the intersection of symbolism, policy, and the broader conditions of the era he governed. His presidency began with historic weight and ended with a political environment more divided than when he entered office. Understanding his impact requires stepping away from simplified narratives and looking at the long arc of what changed, what remained the same, and what his leadership revealed about the country. Supporters of Obama often emphasize stability. They point to the recovery of the financial system, the expansion of healthcare access, and the restoration of diplomatic partnerships. They see his presidency as a period when the country moved away from crisis and toward a more consistent posture. Under this view, his calm approach created space for recovery and prevented deeper instability during moments when the economy and global landscape were fragile. They also highlight his role in expanding civil rights protections and shaping public attitudes on issues such as marriage equality and healthcare reform. Critics focus on the limits of his approach. They argue that caution became a barrier to transformative change. They believe the administration did not push hard enough on structural issues such as income inequality, criminal justice reform, or immigration. They view the reliance on negotiation and consensus as ineffective in an environment where opposition had little interest in compromise. Under this view, the measured style that defined his presidency did not match the urgency of the problems facing the country. Both perspectives contain truth, and both must be understood within the constraints of the moment. Obama faced a divided Congress, shifting global pressures, and a political climate that was becoming more polarized each year. He chose a governing style grounded in restraint and institutional respect. That choice brought stability, but it also limited the scale of change in areas where momentum depended on aggressive action. This duality reflects the broader tension between leadership grounded in principle and leadership driven by force. His foreign policy legacy sits within a similar balance. He reduced the American military footprint in Iraq, avoided large-scale new wars, and emphasized targeted operations over broad interventions. This approach reflected a belief that long-term security required precision rather than occupation. At the same time, the continuation of drone operations and the challenges in regions such as Syria created debates about how restraint should be defined. His foreign policy showed the limits of caution in conflicts where the underlying conditions were beyond the reach of external influence. One of the most lasting elements of his presidency involves the role of symbolism. Obama represented a shift in the country's identity. His election signaled that a broader range of people could see themselves reflected in national leadership. For many Americans, his presence alone had generational meaning. It challenged assumptions about who could occupy the highest office in the country. That symbolism, however, did not shield him from the structural and political constraints of governing. It existed alongside the reality that policy outcomes are shaped by institutions rather than individual identity. The Affordable Care Act is one of the clearest examples of long-term impact. Despite political attempts to dismantle it, the core of the law has remained in place. It created expectations that healthcare should be more accessible and that protections for pre-existing conditions should be standard. Even critics of the law have had difficulty proposing alternatives that remove these protections. This demonstrates how policy, once implemented, can reshape public expectations and redefine the baseline for national debate. His judicial appointments also carry long-term influence. The federal judges he selected continue to shape decisions on civil rights, administrative authority, and constitutional interpretation. These appointments form a quieter part of his legacy, one that evolves over decades and reveals its impact through rulings rather than headlines. The cultural impact of his presidency is more complex. Obama's presence elevated conversations about race, identity, and representation. At the same time, his presidency coincided with rising polarization and shifting political narratives. Some of this division reflected broader trends unrelated to his actions. Some reflected the tension between a symbolic milestone and the unresolved issues that milestone did not erase. His presidency became a mirror that revealed both progress and the boundaries of that progress. Economically, the recovery from the financial crisis laid the foundation for a decade of growth. Employment increased, markets stabilized, and industries rebuilt. At the same time, long-term structural challenges remained. Wage stagnation, automation, and inequality continued to shape the economic landscape. These issues were years in the making and could not be resolved in a single administration. His role in stabilizing the economy was significant, but it did not end the broader trends that had been influencing the workforce for decades. On the global stage, Obama's emphasis on diplomacy shifted the tone of American engagement. Agreements such as the Paris Climate Accord and the Iran nuclear deal showed a belief in collective action. These efforts created frameworks that could be strengthened or weakened by future administrations. They demonstrated an attempt to position the United States as a collaborative actor in addressing global challenges. Whether these efforts endure depends on the choices of presidents who follow. One of the most important aspects of his legacy is how he used the tools of executive power. He expanded some authorities, restrained others, and attempted to bring transparency to programs that had grown rapidly during previous administrations. This produced a mixed record. Some actions strengthened oversight, others continued practices that raised questions about accountability. The complexity of these decisions reflects the difficulty of governing in an era defined by technological capability, global threats, and institutional inertia. Obama's presidency did not resolve the major debates shaping the country. It did not settle questions about inequality, representation, or national identity. It did not end polarization or redefine the political landscape. Instead, it revealed the depth of these issues and the limitations of any single administration in addressing them. His legacy is one of stability in a moment of uncertainty, incremental progress in a divided system, and symbolic significance in a country still wrestling with its own evolution. Long-term impact is measured by both what a president changes and what a president exposes. Obama changed parts of the healthcare system, financial regulation, civil rights protections, and global diplomacy. He exposed the difficulty of pursuing broad reform in a political environment shaped by division. He showed the limits of symbolism and the weight of expectation. He left behind a presidency that will be studied not only for its accomplishments, but for its demonstration of how modern leadership must navigate institutions, public pressure, and global complexity. A presidency is always larger on the outside than it is on the inside. People see the speeches, the symbolism, the moments that make headlines. They do not always see the pressure of decisions that come in patterns, the slow pace of institutions, or the limits that shape every choice. Barack Obama governed inside those limits. He carried the expectations of a historic moment while navigating systems that move through process rather than sentiment. His presidency showed how leadership can be steady without being transformative and careful without being passive. He inherited problems that had already reshaped the country, a financial collapse, two wars, a political environment that had begun to reward confrontation more than cooperation. He responded with a style that favored balance, order, and incremental progress. This approach brought stability during a difficult period, but it also created frustration among those who wanted broader change. The gap between expectation and outcome became one of the defining features of his time in office. The symbolic weight of his presidency added another layer to that tension. His election opened a conversation about the direction of the country and the identity of its leadership. That symbolism mattered, but it could not remove the constraints of governing. It could not rewrite legislative realities or erase structural inequalities. It existed alongside practical decisions that had to be made every day, often without the clarity people expect from major political moments. His policies reflected an effort to correct the problems that were closest to crisis. He stabilized the economy. He expanded access to healthcare. He strengthened regulatory systems. He emphasized diplomacy. He tried to build a consistent framework in areas where the country had drifted. These were not dramatic gestures. They were steps intended to restore confidence and establish long-term footing. They did not resolve every issue, but they created direction in a period when the country needed stability. The long view of his presidency shows a leader shaped by restraint, trust in institutions, and a belief that progress can be built through patience. It also shows the limits of that belief in a political environment where division was becoming a central feature rather than a temporary condition. His presidency sits at the point where old structures struggled to meet new demands and where expectations for rapid change collided with the reality of incremental governance. The reflection that remains is simple. Obama's presidency marked a chapter in the country's story where leadership and symbolism moved together, sometimes in harmony and sometimes in tension. It did not resolve the nation's deeper questions, but it revealed them with clarity. His legacy is measured not only in what he accomplished, but in how he navigated a system that was already beginning to shift under the weight of emerging political, economic, and cultural pressures.